And then the last rule.
The last melon.
Rule 14. We've made it. Yeah.
We've just begun.
The 14th. Likewise, he conducts himself as a leader, intent upon conquering and robbing what he desires. For just as a captain leader of an army in the field, pitching his camp and exploring the fortifications and defenses of a stronghold, attacks it at the weakest point. In the same way, the enemy of human nature, roving about, looks in turn at all our theological, cardinal, and moral virtues, and where he finds his weakest and most in need for our eternal salvation, there he attacks us and attempts to take us. Oof, this is probably the most frustrating part of this.
Frustrating?
Well, meaning...
I think it's the most predictable.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Why frustrating?
But the reason why I say frustrating is for, like, we're seeing now in today's world, right? There's a lot of perfectionism in the world. And so, like, for those who are falling to that trap, it's like, why can't... I've already gone through these things. I brought it to the Lord. I feel like I strengthened it. I prayed more. I went to confession more. Therefore, I should be good to go. Why am I still being attacked there, right? Mm-hmm. And once again, it's the rule says he is merciless, right? If he's a good fighter in general, like, he's going to keep observing. He's going to keep sending out spies, and he keeps testing different points of your castle until he finds a way in. Right.
Yeah, the evil one, yeah, attacks your weakness. Yeah, I always like that idea of a keep and a moat. And like, so my big thing is like, so what do I do? And the Lord shows me this on retreats. Like, what do I do to make sure that I am fortified even in the places of weakness? Because, sorry, this is going to be super Lord of the Rings. Let's Helm's Deep is one of my favorite sceneries for the spiritual life.
Yes.
So Helm's Deep is when, like, is in the first movie when they're coming to, like, the orcs are coming to destroy humanity, essentially. And they don't have enough to defend it. And the king says to Aragorn, like, I know my own keep and I know how to defend it. And what ends up happening is he doesn't know his own keep. And he ends up not being able to defend it, and he actually needs Gandalf to come with the troops and actually ends up winning it.
Yeah.
Not because of the king's ability to know. Like, he said he knew his keep, but in reality he didn't know that there was a drain that went out, and that was a weak point in the wall, and explosives came and blew up the wall. Mm-hmm. So it's like, and I think sometimes we can have that false sense of we know ourselves, and then, oh shoot, that's actually, I didn't know myself there. So, but at the same time, like, how do I fortify myself against temptations? How do I fortify myself towards the near occasion, right? So know your weakest points and strengthen them quickly with the Lord. So Lord, help me to strengthen this quickly. I know this is a weakness of mine. So help me to walk with you in that area of weakness. You know, where do I go? What do I do? Who do I talk to? What's my escape plan? What's my standing and fighting plan type of things? So, or what's my exposing it to the light? That's another thing. Going back to rule 13 and 12, like... being able to oppose him firmly is obviously one way. And the other one is, instead of remaining it in the dark, to bring it to the light. So those are two ways, especially, that we can defeat the evil one's work. And then applying also rule 6 to that. Working against it, meditation, examine, penance, more prayer. So lastly, acronym for capital sins. Pale gas, pride, anger, lust, envy, gluttony, avarice, and sloth. So, those are all the
capital sins
that all these rules can help us fight against in our life. Boom.
Well, thank you so much for tuning in towards this podcast. We hope that these rules and their brief summarizations are helpful to you. But but always go back to the source. So if you have time, please read it, and you glean a lot more than just hearing us talk about it. It's Father Timothy Gallagher's book, The Discernment of Spirits, an Ignatian Guide for Everyday Living, and we'll put the link onto our podcast so you're able to see what the book looks like and hopefully get one for yourself too as well.
It is on audiobook too, so it's kind of one of those books that while I'm driving around, I try to listen to at least once a year just to refresh it. And this really is the beginning. If you've never heard of these rules, you will feel overwhelmed. I know I did.
Yep.
And as you live a life with the Lord, like, they definitely come in handy, and you're constantly learning them and applying them, and how do they actually situate in your life particularly. I think that's the best part about it, is it is super practical, and if we take even a little bit of time with the Lord to learn it, the Lord can bring us greater and greater freedom to do what He is calling us to do and respond to Him.
Well, thank you so much. May God bless you and have a good Lent.
Stay holy, my friends.
Bye.
You're already packing up.